And we're going to continue on. Number 26, East River Deer and Archery Deer License Allocation, and that will be Mr. John Canta. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with the Department. Sorry, I couldn't be down there with you today. Is it snowing down there? Can you see the snow in my window here?
It is snowing now.
Oh.
Oh, great, great.
Oh,
Madam Chair, we're moving along real quick this morning, and I believe we missed adopting the pheasant action plan. So
we
if
did,
you're agreeable,
yes.
Madam Chair, that'd be great if we could adopt that plan as well.
We can do that now, and I apologize. I was going to wait till the end, but since you brought it up, let's go ahead and do it. So I apologize, Commissioners. I skipped over the request for a motion on number 23, which is the Ringneck Pheasant Action Plan. So with that, we had no comments or questions, so we do need to adopt that action plan. Moved by Commissioner Lawkins, seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of adopting the Ringneck Pheasant Action Plan, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted. And thank you for bringing that up, John. I appreciate that. Now we'll move on to number 26, East River Deer and Archery Deer License Allocation.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. So this was an information item that Andrew Norton brought to you last month, and this is an update to some of our East River deer unit license numbers. So overall, we were looking at a 38% decrease to licenses. That would be 860 licenses or 985 tags. And you do have some charts on page, I believe it's 97, 8, and 9. That lays out all of those changes for you so you could see those again. And that was presented last month, of course. As Andrew explained to you, this is a response to low deer numbers, and we believe that's largely due to a severe winter, not this year, but last year, and then also epizootic hemorrhagic disease. So this change will eliminate antlerless licenses, and I should note, and this is an important part of it, with these changes, it's going to eliminate antlerless licenses for the archery and muzzleloader season in Clay, Lincoln, and Union counties. Just so you're aware, if you decide to take action here, that will impact those seasons as well with that action. And the way that's laid out is if we're eliminating antlerless licenses in that rifle season, then that turns that county off, or that unit off, if you will, for that archery and muzzleloader season. One other point that I'd just like to remind you all of is, you know, we're kind of taking this out of cycle here. So we're typically on a 2-year cycle with deer recommendations and season changes. And so we did make some changes last year, and we'll take some action here today, but we'll be back next year as well with a full suite of information for you and some potential changes to all of the deer seasons. And so that's what I have, Madam Chair. I'd certainly take any questions, but if not, and the commission is agreeable, we would just need to vote to take action to adopt these license numbers here, these license changes.
Any questions for John? Commissioner Cole.
Yeah, just a follow-up. That's the area that I'm in, and I know the chairman is, and we've had a lot of contact with that. And I think what they did is everything I've looked at is really good. We've had a lot of discussions, and mm-hmm. I think that they've addressed it the best way that I can see. So I would definitely support it, and I'll make a motion to adopt it.
Motion to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Whitmire. Comments on the motion?
Commissioner Reese here. John, can you give me I never really heard why, but can you give me how East River never did get 8% of the allocations for non-residents like West River? How'd that ever happen, and why'd that come about?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Beast, that's a great question, and I can only speculate, but, you know, we as residents certainly covet our wildlife here in South Dakota, and you know, I think it's just that we were limiting or wanting to limit non-residents for that opportunity over east. I can't explain why we do it west and not east, particularly when we have more of a resource when you look at mule deer over here in the deer world. So I'd certainly welcome Andy Lindblom or anybody else to jump in if they've got additional information, but I don't have a better answer for you other than you know, that's an effort to try to limit those non-residents again for opportunity here in the state that the residents certainly appreciate.
The reason I ask, you know, we've done a lot of changing where we like to keep everything consistent across the state. We've changed some things in the last few years, you know, so everything's consistent and people know where it's at, but it just seems like there might be a roadblock there for this one that, you know, it's been that way for a long time. I don't know if there's ever been licenses for non-residents East River. That's why I was asking, but if there was, why'd they get taken away or what, you know?
Through the chair, yeah, Commissioner Beast, to my knowledge, there never was an allocation for non-residents that I can think of. And again, I'll ask any staff to correct me on that. You know, and of course, when those go to the leftover draws, they're made available to non-residents. You know, there certainly is a difference in the landscape over there. We have bigger areas, bigger units, and quite frankly, some bigger private property parcels out here. I don't know if that's some that plays into it with those smaller parcels and smaller operations over east. But yeah, as far as I can recall, that's how it's always been over there.
Secretary.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I'll take a stab at this question. We've done a lot of research on this back in 2015, Andy and I, when we were putting the deer management plan together. And the things that we've kind of discovered or uncovered, I guess, and maybe this isn't why, but the amount of federal or public land West River versus East River, especially the Forest Service lands, the grasslands, is all under the federal management. And I think, you know, it comes out anywhere between 6% and 10% of the landscape West River is publicly owned, and we don't see that nearly on the east side of the state. So that was one of our best explanations we could provide as far as just the public ownership piece of it. But it goes all the way back to the 1950s, and it has been this way since 1950, where the East River allocation does not include non-resident opportunity, with the exception now of a landowner-owned land license can now have a non-resident landowner-owned land can now have a license on their own property. So that's the only exception we've seen, you know, in the last few years here. So hope that helps.
Additional comments, questions? Commissioner Cole.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I think you're exactly right. I wasn't around in 1950, but I'm sure you were. But anyhow, I think the only thing that I've heard, and I don't know about the rest of the commissioners in our area, but you're spot on with the amount of private ground versus public. And I think the other thing, and I don't have the statistics, and maybe he would like to get them, but it's a long thing to get, but it's a number of people that don't get a license. So the resident numbers are not being satisfied. But I think the one thing that's resurfaced, the landowner non-resident thing handled a little bit of it, but I'm starting to hear people talk about their relatives that are out of state and they can never come hunt. So that's one thing that is coming up, and I don't know if there's a way to address that in the future, but the fact we're talking about it is good. And but I think those are all the reasons. I don't know if you guys have anything to add, you know, in that area, but.
Any additional questions or comments? And I've heard a bit about that, Commissioner Cole, as well, the out-of-staters that are looking to come back, move back, something along those lines, and the hunting questions are coming up. With that, we do have a motion to move forward and adopt. If there are no further questions or comments, all those in favor of adopting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you, John. Very good.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We'll move on to 27, Bonhomme County land donation.